done something really dumb, said something, done something, hurt someone, and then you wake up the next morning, the pain of regret is like a dagger in your chest because you just can't undo what's been done. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again today as we take a look at that morning after from a different perspective. And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you dive deep into God's Word, which is alive and active, which is the power to transform your life. It's the morning after the night before. You know, you wake up bleary-eyed, a dull ache between your ears, and you think, what's all that about? And then it hits you. It's like a knife in the chest. You remember, how could I have been so stupid? How could I have done that or said that? Whatever it was, you know it was wrong. It caused hurt and pain. If only I hadn't. But I have. Surely not. I did. It's the pain of regret. What's done can't be undone. It's happened, and there are always consequences. It's just the way it is. When I was a kid, about 10 years old, I stole some money from my mother. I remember she had a green plastic piggy bank and it had 20-cent pieces and some 2-shilling pieces as well. And I went to the fish and chip shop and I bought a battered potato cake. We call them scallops. And it tasted so good at the time. But when I went home after school, I discovered my mother had driven past the shop and seen me in there buying something. "Where did you get the money from?" she asked. I was caught. My father came home. It's one of the worst days of my life. It's not like they beat me or anything, but the guilt of doing wrong. I so wished that I hadn't done that. And for a time, my parents kept their bedroom door locked, so I couldn't steal from them. I will never forget that. The same's true as an adult, of course. Whenever we do something that's wrong, there's shame and guilt, and there are consequences. We might kid ourselves that there aren't any consequences, but little by little, they mount up. That man who spends all of his time working, a workaholic, there may not be any consequences today beyond maybe a grumpy wife. But eventually, the family relationships break down. Sin, I used to see it as such an old-fashioned word. It's not, you know. Sin is sin, and it has consequences. And I really believe that we have to name it for what it is. People have said to me, "Bernie, you should never use the word sin on the radio. You know, people don't relate to that. It's an old-fashioned word." Listen, when we do something that we know is wrong, doesn't matter how much we rationalise it, doesn't matter how much we try and ignore the consequences, it doesn't matter how much we say, "Come on, society has moved on and things have changed and it's not like that anymore." Sin is sin. Right is right. Wrong is wrong, and sin always has consequences. Sometimes the consequences are big. Sometimes they're small. That man who is a workaholic living through the consequence of marriage breakdown, well, that's a really big deal. There are huge consequences. The power plays at work, the politics, they still have consequences. Maybe they're not as important to us, but there are still consequences. Sin has a consequence of pain. And when we do something wrong, when we make a mistake and we hurt someone and we know it's wrong, then there is a pain called regret. And we're isolated in our guilt. We're ashamed. It seems that we can't relate to any other people. And God is the last person any of us expects will understand what this is about. I mean, he's an old man with a big stick, right? I'd like to take you to an interesting radical story. There was a woman who was caught red-handed in the cot with another man who wasn't her husband, and the religious leaders brought her in front of Jesus. They resented Jesus because people were following him. People were listening to him. He was teaching about grace and forgiveness, and they thought, right, we're going to trick him publicly here. They brought this woman in front of him, a lot of people around, and the Hebrew law, the Jewish law said that a woman caught in adultery should be stoned to death. But of course, Jesus has been teaching about grace and forgiveness. So I thought, right, we've got him here. What are you going to do, Jesus? What would you do with this woman? He pauses. He squats down. He doodles in the sand with his finger for a while. And I said, come on, what are you going to do? And he looked them in the eye. He looked at this angry crowd that wanted to stone this woman. And he said, anyone among you who hasn't sinned, there's that old-fashioned word again, anyone among you who hasn't sinned, throw the first stone. One by one they disappeared, because as the Son of God, who was without sin, who never sinned, who was perfect, who was love, as he looked at them and they saw his gaze, they knew that all of them had sinned, all of them had failed, and one by one they disappeared until just Jesus and the woman were left. And Jesus said, where have they all gone? Is there no one left to condemn you? And the woman said, no one. And Jesus said, neither will I condemn you. Go. Go and live your life. But don't sin again. What's the opposite of condemnation? The opposite of condemnation is forgiveness. But Jesus didn't just forgive her. It wasn't a begrudging, oh, well, I'll forgive you. Maybe the way a parent might forgive a child when they really don't want to. No, no. This was an angry crowd that wanted to trap Jesus, that wanted to stone this woman to death. And Jesus, morally and physically, put himself between the angry crowd and the woman. Jesus stood up for her. Jesus defended her. Jesus repelled the condemnation of other people for her. But he didn't sweep her sin under the carpet. He said, no, no, I won't condemn you, but because I've forgiven you, because I've stood up for you, go and live your life. Don't do this again. Don't sin again. It turns out that the last person that we expect would ever understand, God himself, is the only one with a workable solution. And his solution to the pain of our regret, his solution to the consequences of our sin, comes in two parts. The first part is forgiveness. He deals with the pain of regret. He washes it away. He sets us free. He says, I am the God of the whole universe. I forgive you. I forgive you because Jesus paid the price on the cross. That's the first part. The second part is another old-fashioned word. The second part is repentance. It means literally to turn away from what you know is wrong. To stop doing the thing that's causing you the pain. Now, this isn't some set of religious rules, you know, do's and don'ts. It's plain common sense. It stands to reason. If we're doing something that causes us pain, stop doing it. What about you? What are the things in your life you know are wrong? Let's get right down to it. Sin. That sin is your opportunity and mine to experience his grace, to experience his power to change, to experience his forgiveness, to experience a new life, a life that doesn't bear the consequences of sin anymore. That's Jesus. How about it? Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.